Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Jason and Laurel brought up a pretty good point that I had not thought of. What we also get out of Jaden Daniels returning is a little more juice on Hard Knocks next Tuesday when episode 2 comes out. I had not considered this. You know, Jaden Daniels being the star that he is, HBO is going to spend a little bit more time. Now, I don't care necessarily about the game itself. We'll be able to determine most of that. But I'm very curious, and again, I hadn't thought about this, to see what the in-game interactions are going to be that we normally don't get, what the pre-game interactions might be, what might be said in the film room, what might be said on the practice fields, how his teammates respond, what little strategy or coaching points we might be able to pick up, all of that. We get that in some way, and you know it'll be a pretty healthy dose because of Hard Knocks. And certainly you would think the Commanders would be a little bit more in focus, especially with the Eagles playing on Monday night, and it's real hard for them to turn, you know, a late Monday night game into a show for 9 o'clock Tuesday. So the Eagles aren't going to be a huge part of that, or as big of a part. So good point on that, number one. I should mention, again, Jaden Daniels, again, per Next Gen Stats, 31.4% of the time. That's 10th most in the NFL. The Vikings have blitzed 43.8% of the time. That is number one in the NFL per Pro Football Reference. So I think this is good. I think this is good for Jaden to see some of this, to see it from Brian Flores' perspective, right? And to get thrown right back into the pan. You don't want a soft landing. You don't want a horrible defense like the Bengals. You want a tough test. I want to see where Jaden's at. I don't believe Jaden is fully developed. I don't believe Jaden has fully got everything solved. I don't believe Jaden can't benefit from this. Jaden can absolutely benefit. I think I mentioned this, but maybe not. My guy Derek Forrest of DC News Now tweeted that Australia is now a part of Group D with Team USA and will be their second game of the tournament, meaning Australia, Team USA, in Seattle on Friday, June 19th. So that's interesting. Of course, you know, the FIFA World Cup draw being done right now at the Kennedy Center over there, but we don't get any of the games. Now, we will get, provided that everything goes okay with the new Commander Stadium, we will get the 2031 Women's World Cup. But we will not get any of these games. For whatever reason, they bypass, well, I mean, I think we know the reason why they bypass Commander's Northwest Stadium. I'm still not sure exactly, even though I read an article that explained it, kind of, why they chose completely to bypass Baltimore as well.
aren't there like exhibitions played here?
I think there. Yeah, there might be an exhibition.
Yeah, I know there are no official matchups, but I thought I remember.
Yeah, yeah. Good point. There the point being is I don't know if they can have an exhibition at. They can't have an exhibition at Audi Field. It's too small.
No.
So it would have to be at Northwest Stadium. But I don't know if the FIFA rules and guidelines as to why they're not having the actual World Cup games in the host nation's capital, which is not happening because Northwest Stadium is Northwest Stadium. I don't know if those same rules apply to exhibition games or, World Cup games. So that's a good point. I didn't think about that as well, AMAC. All right, let's get back to the phones. 301-230-0980. I am excited, pumped up, what have you, for Jaden Daniels to make his return and to see what he, not what he's all about, but to see where he's improved. To see where he's improved. And one thing I would say, I would expect to see more, for those of you that love the narrative of they suck because they don't go under center very often. For those of you that have that narrative, they were doing that early on in the Seattle game the last time we saw Jaden Daniels. Now, you can run play action out of any set that you want, right? Or not any set, but you can run play action. Clearly, teams that are under center more and do boot and stretch and play action are going to have more play action as part of their offense, period, right? So you look at Matthew Stafford, you look at Daniel Jones, you look at Caleb Williams, and Caleb Williams, second-year quarterback, is under center a lot, okay? Marcus Mariota is the fourth highest by volume, by percentage, quarterback for play action in the NFL, okay? At 31.8%, because why? They were incorporating more under center. I would fully expect Jaden Daniels, when he comes back on Sunday, who is currently 13th in the NFL in terms of play action percentage at 26.8, I would fully expect Jaden Daniels to be under center more. I would fully expect him to run more stretch play action. I would love to see more of the Shanahan style, McVay style, O'Connell style, LaFleur style offense. I would love to see it more. But remember the reason why Jaden Daniels and a lot of young quarterbacks don't run under center a lot is because of how difficult it is when you don't do it in college, which is part of the problem, to reach your landmark, to consistently be good with your footwork, and to read defenses while on a 5-7 whatever step drop. It's something you do not hear from all the critics. They just criticize and say, well, they should do that because this is working for Matt Stafford. Yes, Matt Stafford's also been doing that for 15 years. Trust me, if Jaden Daniels plays another 5 years in the NFL, and God willing he does, Jaden Daniels will be running play action at a 35% clip. Jaden Daniels will be under center for half the game, if not more. It takes time. It takes time. Just relax. Slow your damn roll. He didn't do it a lot at LSU. He didn't do it a lot at Arizona State. It's another part of the reason why he has to play. And again, if you're not playing, you're also not getting the practice reps. Sure, you might be getting the backup reps. You might be getting the scout team reps. But if you're injured and not able to play, or if for whatever weird, nefarious reason you're being held out, somebody's got to get the number one reps, the quarterback that actually plays. So think about that from that perspective. Let's get to Lap in D.C. What up, Lap? How are you?
Hey, what's up? What's up, Rusev? I'm excited. I want Jaden to be healthy all these last remaining games, especially with the NFC East games coming up. And Hard Knocks would definitely be cool to interview him. I also want him to, you know, be smart when he is playing, you know. Like, and I hope he got a chance to sit back and watch the game, man, because you got to do something different, man. You got to get rid of the ball quicker, be smarter out there, protect yourself. And I don't want them design runs, man. I mean, if it's like going for a first down or something or a touchdown, okay. But I'm like, we're doing too much of that design runs when we know we got a scrambling quarterback. Mm-hmm. We can just hand the ball off or hit a tight end or something.
Yeah. To me, it's very easy to avoid some of that, right? I mean, there should be no quarterback draws in the red zone on third and six, and you try and take them by surprise. Screw that. There should be no quarterback powers like we've seen. There should be less zone read, okay? Because RPO is fine, because with an RPO, it's either he's handing the ball off to Chris Rodriguez, Bill, or Jeremy McNichols, or he's throwing the ball.
Yeah.
He's not running the ball.
Right.
On a true RPO, on a zone read, he's got the ability, and sometimes the movement of the crashing defensive end dictates that he should run. That's what they have to clean up. That's what they have to eliminate, or if not eliminate, minimize. And because you already know, under pressure, he's going to be apt to scramble and to try and make something happen.
Yeah.
So you already know that. Why would you add to that? That's the part that I don't get.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, putting stress on your quarterback. That's crazy. And I'm hoping that he's improved, because some of the games even that he played, he didn't look as crisp, looking as sharp. I don't know if it was because he didn't trust some of the plays or whatever, or the receivers we had or whatever, but I'm hoping, man, he gets some chemistry with them, because I'm really disappointed, man, you know, because I really wanted to see him and Debo, like, really click, and I wanted us to make a playoff push. Now, let me ask you something, Rooster. Are we mathematically in it still because of the division?
Yeah.
Or the wild card? Oh, because of the division. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Because
I was like, okay.
Because if the Eagles lose out, including the two against the Commanders, yes.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
All right.
I was just curious.
There you go.
All right, man. Thanks,
Lap. Appreciate you. Have a good weekend. Let's go to Little next up. What up, Little? How are you?
Rooster cock-a-doodle-doo. Shout out to A-Mac. Hey, Cowboy Rob. Y'all got Cowboy Bob. Y'all got Rob last night, man.
That's the same crew. Cowboy Bob decided not to show up today.
Oh, okay. Well, let him know. Little said they got Rob last
night. Okay. On the offensive pass interference, you mean?
Yeah, that's the same crew that called Terry. Terry was moving. Terry ain't moving damn shit.
Oh, was that the same crew from Sunday night? I didn't realize that. Okay, good point. I didn't realize that.
Now, let me get back to the issue. Look, Bruce, the cock-a-doodle-doo, man. I hate to say this. Yeah, we tanking, man. We've been tanking since the Chicago game. Look, I watched the whole scenario. The timeout call before he snapped the ball. He should have been up under the center. The ref was talking to DQ on the sideline, the ball ref, the ball who set the ball. He never put a towel on the ball or nothing. It's because DQ told him. We tanking, man. And look, when the last time you see this boy fumble the ball like that, if he ain't up under the center? Ever since the Chicago game, and look, this game in Minnesota, it's going to play out. There's going to be 3-4 plays Kingsbury called to save this. It's going to make you scratch your head. Why in the hell did he call that play? Because they want the draft position, man. Minnesota and us is in a draft position battle.
Wait a second, Little. Hang on. I just want to play devil's advocate here. So you think a team that has gotten overtime in their last two games is just doing that to make it look good while they actually and physically tank?
Exactly. You kick the field goal, man. You ain't got nothing to play for. You kick the damn field goal, and then you see what happens. And then that third down play, you're supposed to bring all your horses on the offensive line, like the legends say. If you stop me on a 2-yard run, then I shake your hand. It's a play calling. I've been seeing it from ever since Chicago game, man. We ain't won a game yet. And I'm going to tell you now, I hope Kingsbury decide to go on about it here to Louisville, Penn State, wherever the hell he got to go, and go give me Mike McCarthy. Because guess what? Mike McCarthy was on the podcast last week saying Dallas running his offense. And he's not complaining about it. He's not asking for a dime. I heard him on the podcast say, they running my offense. Think about that. Hey, God bless y'all. Stay up, man.
All right. Thank you, Little. That was an interesting one. I mean, if I understood Little, he's basically saying that Dan Quinn is talking to the official on the sideline, something about rubbing a football or something like that, because ultimately they're tanking for draft position. I think that was the nuts and bolts of the call. And then something about Mike McCarthy on a podcast saying that they're running my offense, meaning I presume he meant Washington as opposed to Dallas under Brian Schottenheimer. I was a little confused by that. I don't know. 301-230-0980, 301-23. Sometimes you guys amaze me. Sometimes you guys confuse me. Sometimes you befuddle me. Sometimes you make me laugh. Sometimes you make me scratch your head, my head. And sometimes you get AMAC to tell me just to stop trying to make sense of it and go to a break. So that's what I'll do. I'll be a good little boy. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in on a Feel Good Football Friday. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
My guy Ben Conti at FatPoet10 usually has a snarky response or comment or something along those lines, but he also makes some good football comments. And this is another good one. I just posted it. He says, I fully expect the run game to flourish the next few weeks. Noah Brown, Debo Samuel, and Terry are all excellent blockers. They should allow the backs to get to that second level. Hell yeah. Especially on perimeter runs, outside zone, that type of thing. And think about it. The screen game, which they love to run so many times and love to telegraph, should be better too because they have better blocking out on the perimeter. Absolutely. Listen, Noah Brown, Noah Brown cannot be counted on at all, period, end of story, never, ever, 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 ever again. But he is a big part of the puzzle when he's healthy. Now, he's never healthy, but he's a big part of it when he is. He can block like a madman. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to, we haven't heard from Telly in a while. Telly, how are you?
Hail to the Redskins.
Hail
Chris
to the Telly.
What's poppin'?
What's poppin', Telly?
My man. I got cold on you a little bit. I disagree with you. This is the second time I heard you say this little point, man.
Uh-oh.
Talking about going on the center is hard. It's hard. So first of all, when you first start no playing football, you start on the center. That started from Little League, and as you grow up and you switch teams and everybody got their own little different way of doing things, you adapt. you conform, and you elevate. So that's why it's called the pro-style offense, professional-style offense. And that's why it's also called in developing your quarterback. So, yeah, it may take time for them to actually master the play action and the center and all that, but you have to get them started. He can never be good if you don't put him on the center. And that's not only
correct.
Him.
Correct. But Telly, here's my point. Number one, we don't know what they're teaching at a youth level right now, right? With the proliferation of spread offenses and everything that these youth coaches probably see in the NFL and in college football. Number one. Number two, you're saying you got to get it started. You're right. You got to get it started. There was so much for him to figure out about the system and the terminology and playing at the NFL level in year one. You can't expect them to force feed that on top of it. So now they're starting to incrementally feed it, and I fully expect they'll feed it even more starting on Sunday.
So my whole thing is they should have been started that just off of last season. It's not only best for him, but it's best for the running backs as well.
Understood.
Every running back will tell you they don't want the ball in the backfield. The whole reason a defense wants to make you one dimensional is because they got the lead and then they can just pin their ears back. But if the offense is already making themselves one dimensional, you're doing the defense's job. All I'm saying is just switch it up. Yeah, you're gonna have some. Even the greatest team of all times in my book, the 91-92 Skins, you know what I mean? Don't get one in on the center all the time, but he was in different formations, running the same plays. You ain't know what he was doing.
Telly, we're speaking the same language. Cliff may have been a little bit too negligent in getting to it this year, but maybe they would have gotten to it more against Vegas if he played in week three. I don't know. But the bottom line is they did start getting to it against Seattle. And now I'm interested in seeing how much more it's a part of it. And again, if you look at Mariota's percentages, right, and it's a different quarterback, so I'm not saying it'll exactly be the same, but clearly they're running plenty of play action. Well, you can run play action out of pistol. It's harder to run it out of gun, but you can do that. But where you are more likely to run play action is from under center. Absolutely.
Under center and pistol. And I'm not mad that he's starting to do it. My thing is, why start to do it now when we don't see the result? And remember, rookie year, I was calling for it.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, you know what I mean? Switch it up. I was calling for it.
I got you.
And especially coming to...
Yeah, I wasn't that worried about it in his rookie year because he was dealing with so much. He was dealing with so much. I wasn't that worried about it. I appreciate you, Tell. Good to hear from you. Let's squeeze in one more here before the bottom of the hour. Let's get to Reggie in D.C. next up. Reggie, how are you on the Team 980?
Hey, Rooster, man. Love the show, man.
Thank you, Reg.
Sometimes appreciate these you. Fans, man, they kill me. This is not 1988, man. Okay, in college football, period, is now spread wide open. You can't touch the receivers. You can barely touch anybody. All this under center, and they kill me when they compare. Well, Caleb. Now, Caleb is completing 58% of his passes. Like, we got to stop. Last year, we were one game away from the Super Bowl. The reason why the track went off the rails is because we were injured this year. The kid is only in his second year. There are going to be probably more things that will be layered on. But, Rooster, if you're watching Saturdays, most of your top elite
yes.
running backs are running out the gun.
Yes.
They're not running on the center.
Correct.
Nobody's playing this, Bo Schembechler under center. You know, Michigan does it. But, again, they got a kind of a dual threat quarterback. So they got to stop with this under center nonsense. You know who has, and I think the Junkies, like, put a stat out, and they said, you know, the teams that run the shotgun the most. And I think the Commanders were, if they wasn't, like, number one, they were definitely in the top two or three.
Yeah.
But you know who else was there?
I think they're still least plays run under center, I think.
Right.
I know they were.
No,
I think
right.
they still are.
Right, and Kansas City was right there with them.
Yeah.
And guess what, again, this year we can say what we want, but guess where they've been the last 7 years? NFC, AFC championship games. So all this now, one of the things I did want to pick with you, Rooster, a bone with you. If we're not going to play Jaden, don't put him out there. You were saying, I don't want to see this. I don't want to see that. This is what I want to see, Rooster. If it's a shotgun like we did against the Eagles, where we did a quarterback power trap, Rooster, I need him to call that play. Remember with Jaden Carter, where we did a quarterback trap against the Eagles when we came back. If Jaden is not going to be Jaden, do not put him back on the field. Jaden needs to protect Jaden.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point, Reg. How do you always protect that though? Or
okay, the thing about it though, Rooster, remember he got hurt right in Seattle. He was supposed to hand the ball off. I know it's been a loss.
Yes, he was.
Right. So we can't look at it and say, well, Cliff did. No. Hand the ball off, and if the running back gets hit and loses a couple of yards, okay.
I didn't have a problem with Cliff's play call. Right, exactly. I didn't have a problem with Cliff's play call on that particular. But I guess what I'm saying is, if you're saying in order for him to beat Jaden, he's got to run quarterback power, quarterback draw, he's got to run read option.
No, I'm not saying that. But that element cannot be minimized. Okay. That's what made it special.
All right. So if you don't minimize it, how do you get him to protect himself better?
Okay. Again, if you say minimize it, I think you and I probably can agree. What, 6 times a game? Let me say 4 to 6, right? You think that's a good number?
Yeah.
4 to 6 times?
Yeah.
So remember, Jaden got to help out.
Okay.
If it's a zone read, you gotta hand the ball. I mean, if it's an RPO, you gotta hand the ball off, Jaden.
Yeah. Okay,
cannot,
that's fair. A lot of that is fair. And that's maybe eliminate is strong, minimize is better, to your point.
Right.
Thank you, Reggie. I love the call. I love the passion,
always.
Have a good weekend, brother. I like Reggie. He puts together some good, fiery, passionate calls. 232, T980, more than halfway home on a feel-good football Friday. We have all things AMAC coming up at 3 o'clock. We have Penn State making a big hire. Woo! And as well, we have our dual Super Sunday six packs. Yeah, baby. We'll continue right along right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Also streaming live on iHeartRadio and TuneIn, so you can hear us anywhere on the Team 980. All right, so Jaden Daniels, as we've been talking about for the last hour and a half, officially is back for the Washington Commanders Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings and former teammate Jonathan Allen and Brian Flores' number one blitz-led defense in the NFL. That game, again, 1 o'clock on Sunday. We'll have pregame coverage starting at 9 a.m. on Sunday, and the DOC will take your calls postgame right around 4 o'clock or so on the Team 980. Meanwhile, around the NFL, Kyler Murray will not return for the Arizona Cardinals this season. Jonathan Gannon was asked whether or not his expectation was that Murray would be the starting quarterback next year, and he said he was only thinking about the upcoming opponent. Meanwhile, Darius Slay, it looks like he's not going to join the Buffalo Bills after taking some time following their claim of him. Sean McDermott calling the situation unfortunate. They had obviously wanted the veteran quarterback. And from last night's Lions beatdown of the Dallas Cowboys, Brian Branch, their stud starting safety and one of now several injured starters for the Lions, including Kirby Joseph, who's missed most of the year, suffering a torn Achilles. He is obviously done for the year. Tonight, late night Caps on a Friday night, 10 o'clock puck drop in Anaheim against the 16-10-1 Ducks. Quack, quack. The Capitals, first place in the division. They have won 9 of 10. And got a day off yesterday to get ready for tonight. It is expected that Logan Thompson will be in the pipes, and that's what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks to my guy, AMAC, for coming to the rescue. I just realized I had hit something. I brushed something against my knuckles, or as it turned out, I guess a knuckle, on my way in today. And I noticed I had a big, like, cut. Not a big cut, but just a noticeable cut, red spot, whatever you want to call it, on my, let me see, not my ring finger, my index finger. This is your index finger, right? Yeah, that's what they call it. So I have a big red spot on it. So I was saying, you know, I forgot some lotion, whatever. So it says, I got you, Rooster. Got you covered. So he went over to his bag of tricks and said, it's lavender. Is that okay? I said, sure, absolutely. I'm very comfortable in whatever scent and whatever. I use cocoa butter at home or whatever. I was telling him, you know, Linnell used to show up with like a suitcase of waxes and lotions and all sorts of stuff. I don't know if he does it anymore. Linnell does some weird things, a lot of weird things. I just want to say thanks to my guy, AMAC, for helping his boy out.
Got your back, Rooster.
I feel you, and I got you, and I appreciate you.
Same here.
I know you were hard at work, as always, this morning at the worldwide headquarters of SiriusXM.
Worldwide headquarters.
I saw a little picture of you behind the scenes,
uh-huh,
right?
Uh-huh.
Getting set with that great guest list that y'all had.
We've had a good SEC championship this week, yeah. Big Ten championship this week. So we've had some great guests, a lot going on in
Reese
college
Davis,
football.
Right? I saw.
Yeah, Reese Davis was on.
There was
today.
A coach.
Not today. We had Reese Davis, Tyrann Mathieu.
Oh, that's who it was. Tyrann Mathieu. The Honey Bear.
Yeah.
No, Honey Badger.
And Honey Badger.
Yeah.
CJ Mosley. And then SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Well done. Well done. Before we get back to the calls, I wanted to share a story of how dorky I am. So I got here and I went into the kitchen to unload my bag of tricks. Put stuff in the refrigerator. Like I brought like a vegetable tray that was sitting in the refrigerator and I was going to, you know, snack on it, share it with the crew, whatever. It's still in the refrigerator, by the way. Anyway, there was this young lady that was sitting at one of the tables and I didn't know her. I believe she's the daughter of one of our DJs at El Zol or one of the executives at El Zol, and El Zol's doing a tremendous fundraiser for Children's National Health Hospital, I'm sorry, today. So you can go and donate and check out details there at El Zol. So anyway, Barrington, the one of the account executives, was in there as well. And he was talking to the girl, and somehow his age came up and he was like, what? He's like, how old do I look? And she looked at him. She said, 67. And he's younger than me. There's no doubt he's younger than me. And I'm 52. So I laughed. And I said, man, I said, if you think he's 67, what do you think I am? And wouldn't you know, the old rooster walked right into it smack dab. I mean, like a locomotive. She turns around and looks at me. She smiles. She goes, 6'7". And I was like, damn it. How did I walk into that?
For our audience at home, he did the hand gesture that goes along with the
Is that emote. What it's called? The up and down hand gestures of 6'7"?
Yeah, I think the kids call it emotes.
Wait, what is it?
The kids call it emote.
Emote?
Yeah.
It's not emojis anymore, it's emotes?
So emote is like a character. I think it comes from like video games.
Oh.
When like video game characters do like a move or something.
Okay.
So you emote.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Interesting. Anyway, I just want to share that story. I guess Barrington kind of fell into it, but I really fell into it. And she had the biggest smile on her face. She was like, sucker, I got you. And I wham right into it. All right, let's get back to the phones. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's say hello to our pal Jonesy. Been a little while. What up, Jonesy? How are you?
What's going on, Roos? How you feeling, man?
I'm okay, Jonesy. What's going on? Hope you had a good holiday and all that good stuff.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Although I haven't been calling, I have been listening. But I got
an issue from
yesterday when you were on, and when you mentioned Grant having an issue about how you promote your show across the iHeart and, you know, whatever other mobile apps they are. That's out there that you can listen on, maybe, you know, some other stuff out there. But I feel as though I like that. And you know, you should run your show the way you see fit, as long as it's within FCC compliance and your bosses. That's the way I see it. So tell
them
to put a sock in it.
Tell them
to put a sock in it.
Yeah.
Just stay down the hall, because we don't do cookie cutter or robotic radio up here.
Absolutely.
So,
atta boy.
Yes, indeed. So, other than that, you know, that's with that. And Cowboy B, he called off today?
Yeah.
He was a minute off of being on Kevin's show, and now we sick? Because we got the yips because our team didn't win.
Well, you know, that's what happens when Cowboy fans start scurrying for the exits. You know, again, that's that broken leg syndrome that I'm constantly talking about for Cowboy fans in the DMV. They're so busy jumping on and off the bandwagon. He must have suffered a broken leg between last night's game and today's radio show, so he's not here. He's not here to face the music.
Because I just knew I'd go get the Cowboy Bob report today, man. But oh well. I guess it is what it is.
Yeah.
Moving along.
Cowboy Bob was missing in action like the Cowboys defense last night.
Oops. Yeah. Moving along. I'm excited that Jaden is playing. I want to see what he looked like with Debo and Terry. You know what I'm saying? We never got to see this. None hardly this year. This is the first time. So, yeah, I'm excited about that. Also, last but not least, I agree with my man Telly. We do need to see more under center plays because, you know, shotgun kind of limits what you can do. The other guy, I think he was just overhyping it a little bit as far as, you know, Jaden being Jaden. I want Jaden to be Jaden, but I want Jaden also to be safe at being Jaden and not reckless because we had that guy before. He wore number 10.
Mm-hmm.
And he's no longer even in the game or in the discussions of what we talk about this day and time. Other than that, though, Rooster, man, love the show. You keep doing things the way you see fit. And, man, just know we're behind you. I'm out.
My guy, Jonesy. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you. As always, have a great weekend. All right, let's take a quick timeout. We'll come on back. We'll grab a couple of final phone calls. Then we'll get to all things AMAC. Then I want to spend a little time on the Cowboys and Lions. Then our Super Sunday six-pack. So we're not really going to have time for calls in the 3 o'clock hour. So we'll squeeze in a couple more AP, Kevin, before the top of the hour. And then we'll move along and wrap up the week that way on the Team 980, the Odyssey app. And for everyone that hates that I say it, iHeartRadio and TuneIn is also how you can listen live to the show. I just pulled up some numbers on Jaden Daniels versus the Blitz via Sumer Sports and their Beta Brain product that we've talked about. 2024 is very good. I'll get you those in a sec. 2025, according to the Sumer Sports Brain product, Daniels, 47.2% completion rate. Yeesh. 25 of 53 for 243 yards and three touchdowns, one interception, and five sacks. His yards per attempt average has dropped from 8.2 in 2024 to 4.6 in 2025. That's about, obviously, again, a 50% decrease in efficiency when facing the blitz. I mentioned, let me see here. Did I put it up? I think I put it up already. I hope I put it up already. During the 2024 regular season, this is regular season only, he completed 64.5% of his passes, 89 of 138 against the blitz, 1,136 yards, 12 touchdowns, and one interception with the YPA of 8.2 against the blitz. So, again, this is why it's so important for him to play. Period. All right, we continue along. Let's grab a couple of late phone calls here and squeeze everybody in that we can. Let's get to Kevin in Virginia. What up, Kev? How are you?
Hey, Chris. Thanks for taking my call. Yep. You know, I have some mixed feelings here, and I was hoping you could help me work through them. I'd love for them to win all the rest of the games and for Jane to get back to form, but I won't be unhappy if they lose all of them, because if they do, we're in the top five. We can get a great defensive player. Arvell Reese would be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Or we could trade out of that spot and get the second rounder we should have that we lost, I guess, in the Lattimore trade. I mean, it would be a Pyrrhic victory. You know, it would create some momentum for next year, but we need to fill so many holes, and we don't have any young athletes that we're bringing in, you know.
Kevin, I don't have a problem at all with what you're saying. I don't mind them losing. Now, ideally you'd like a win somewhere along the way to validate the hard work and the effort and so on and so forth, right? Because that's going to be hard for that locker room to take. But from organizational pointing north growth standpoint, your point is beyond fair, beyond valid. They need as many picks as they need as high of a pick as they can, whether it's Arvell Reese or not. They need as high of a pick as they can. They need the ability to have as much leverage, and that's what getting a higher pick does. It not only gets you theoretically a better player, but think about it. What you just said, and I'll just combine it, is if you have the number three pick versus the number seven pick, teams are more likely to trade up for the number three pick, right?
Yep.
Than
yep.
they are the number seven pick.
Yeah.
And therefore, you can replenish some of what you've lost in various veteran trades.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tough issue. You never want to tank, you know, and you don't want to create a culture where losing is expected, you know, or accepted. So that's an important point. But we need to get some new blood in there on the defense. And if we don't, we're going to see the same results next year.
Totally agree. Have a great weekend. Thank you, Kev. Good to hear from you. Let's go to a guy, AP. What up, AP?
Chris Russell.
AP.
Acknowledge me.
One's in the air. OTC.
First things first, as I was telling our call screener there,
AMAC.
Shout out to Cowboy Bob.
The legendary AMAC. Wait, I'm sorry. I butchered that. You said shout out to who?
AMAC, our call screener.
No. I corrected you on that, but then you said shout out to,
I said our call Cowboy Bob.
Yes, Cowboy
Bob. Oh,
who's Cowboy Bob?
Oh, Cowboy B.
Who's Cowboy B? I don't see this Cowboy B that you're referring to. I just see an empty chair.
We'll call him Bob from marketing.
I'm just playing around. I just see an empty chair. I mean, he must have a broken leg from jumping off the bandwagon again.
I mean, you know what, Rooster? It snowed today. You know, some of us DMVers, you know, we see a couple of snowflakes, we immediately call out, or we say we're having car trouble.
Yes.
You know, we just can't handle a few snowflakes.
Yeah,
you know?
I think Landfill was accused of that on the other side of the aisle, too.
I'm working from home myself.
Ah. Smart
of
you.
No, not because of the snow. Yeah, not because of the snow. But, you know, shout out to Cowboy Bob. You know, I hope you're doing well, you know.
I hope I hope that broken leg is healing just fine.
You know, as a fellow Commander fan, I won't be, you know, I'm not one to troll. I shouldn't be trolling. You know, we're all in the same boat here. But, you know, Cowboy Bob, just bring the nachos, bring the bit. But as far as the upcoming game this weekend, you know, I have mixed emotions as well, just as well as the previous caller, because, you know, thinking the long game, you know, and shout out to Al Galdi as far as, you know, his term, Operation Lose Out. You know, we got to think ahead, and we got to, you know, we got to be logical in this. And, yeah, we can run the table, win out. But if we're not making the playoffs, what are we doing it for? So I'm in favor of losing out, but losing out and being productive, you know, putting good tape, you know, out there for the players who may not return. And then seeing what Jaden has with now his full complement of wide receivers. So now we can see, is it a play calling issue or is it just, you know, an issue of talent that we seemingly need to upgrade? But other than that, I know you got a lot of callers. So, yep.
No, I'm with you. Thank you, AP, as always, brother. Have a great weekend. Always good to hear from you. We will try and get to Jerome and National Harbor on the other side when we can. But always, we've got all things AMAC at 3 o'clock on a Friday, or at least we try and do it at 3 o'clock on a Friday. Sometimes the schedule doesn't allow. AMAC, probably because he thought I actually broke on time, Linnell was calling me at 2:56 and change. He should know better, first of all. He's calling me probably to follow up on a text message that I haven't answered, but silly him for thinking that I would actually break when I'm supposed to. Silly him. Silly Nell on the Team 980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.